Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Michael Piff here at our downtown Chicago studios. Joining us live in studio, Chef Giovanni Labate from Tivoli Pizza Bar in Palatine. My brother lives in Palatine. I texted him this morning. I said, hey, you ever been at Tivoli? And he's like, dude, it's awesome. He's like, the pizza's amazing. Awesome. He's like, the sandwiches are awesome. Congratulations on the success coming up on year three. You guys opened on Valentine's Day of 2023. How are things going?
I mean, we couldn't ask for a better place to be in. Palatine's been so supportive. And everyone around the surrounding suburbs have been so as well. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, 3 years. We open on Valentine's Day, and we always celebrate every Valentine's Day.
Do you do the heart-shaped pizzas?
100%.
Yeah. talk about the style of pizza, and we'll get to – we got a whole list of awards. You guys are just bringing home the hardware. This is Detroit-style pizza predominantly?
No. So predominantly we're a New York artisan pizza. Gotcha. We do like a New York artisan. We do a Sicilian-style pizza. And then we just added last year Detroit-style pizza.
Okay. You have a lengthy career in the pizza world, in the restaurant world. What's your history, Chef?
I mean, basically, you know, my father has been in the restaurant, was in the restaurant business for many years. I was basically born, and first day I was born, I was in the restaurant. So, and then my mom had a crib back there. You know, it was legal back then. Yeah. I've been just been in the business for over 40 years, and just continued that passion that my father had, and just wanted to move forward and kind of elevate what he did and take it to a different level.
And then the origin of Tivoli, like how did it start? What Palatine is the spot for you? Just what's the history behind the restaurant?
Well, we kind of lived in that area from Schaumburg to Palatine. We live in Wakanda now, but we just felt that Palatine was kind of centralized where we'd like to be with all the surrounding towns like Barrington or tonight's Mount Prospect. And we had a lot of good following from Mount Prospect from our pizza truck. So when we told everybody we were moving to Palatine, they kind of followed us. Yeah. So that was great. The origin was just, you know, when we were coming up with the location, we just wanted to come up with a name that was original and kind of felt how we felt about pizza. And Tivoli, meaning I Love It Backwards, just really meant how we felt about it.
And you were just telling us before we started rolling how you kind of came up with the name. You were thinking of what should we name the restaurant? Couldn't come up with an idea. And it just all of a sudden your wife came up with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest thing, to come up with something so original. I mean, everything you think of, somebody's named it. So when we had a wine in California that was called Tivoli by Oak Farm Vineyards. And, you know, moving forward, when we opened up the name, she's like, hey, and we called Tivoli, and I was 100% sure that somebody had it. And when nobody did, we were like, let's call the lawyer. Let's trademark this name.
Right. We were kind of talking off air in that area, that Palatine, northwest, you know, Chicago suburb area. There isn't really a lot of authentic New York style artisan pizza. So what kind of also is like, why did you want to do that style?
Well, it's kind of the style. I mean, I know how to make all kinds of styles of pizza. I know how to make Chicago style, but it was really kind of what my father started out in New York. And I just thought, hey, you know what? Let's differentiate ourselves in this area. Everybody does Chicago style. Everybody does kind of deep dish and pan. So I was like, you know, let's be different.
Outside of the pizza, what would you recommend people order at your restaurant?
I mean, our panzerottis are really good. We have great sandwiches, salads, pastas. I mean, everything we do is in-house. All our sauces are made in-house. Everything from the desserts. So, I mean, you honestly can't go wrong.
And talk about the food truck. You mentioned that. Where can people find it? What do we need to know about the food
truck? Yeah, I mean, we don't really post up too many places. Sometimes we do breweries during the wintertime. But basically, we're a private-based company. So if you want to book us for your, you know, graduation, wedding, any kind of party, business function, you know, you can reach out to us at tuvalupizzabar.com.
I did a pizza truck for my daughter's first birthday, which really is just the first birthdays, Kevin knows this too, is also a party for the parents because you guys made it through a year. And I have to say a pizza truck for any occasion is the best thing because people don't expect that when they come up.
No,
and it's
exactly.
Something everyone loves at the same time.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, where can you get better fresh pizzas out of your driveway or right at your front door?
It's amazing. Yeah. And we do have, I mentioned the awards. You guys are everywhere competing at a high, high level. Go ahead and brag a little bit, Chef. I mean, you got a long list of awards here we've got.
Well, we won quite a few awards before Tivoli. And it was just something we kind of started out like 15 years ago. But when we opened up Tivoli, it was like, I told my wife, like, we got to win some awards for Tivoli.
Yeah.
We got to really. And the first year we opened, we won in California. And then at the California Real contest that they had. And then we did another one in California and took home 3 trophies. And it's just been spiraling from there. We've just been, you know, getting on the podium every single time. And, you know, I think one competition, a couple competitions we haven't won, but you know, we have a good success rate, and that's, you know, it's really kind of driven us to keep doing more. And, you know, winning in Italy is, you know, for us was a big accomplishment because my father was born in that country, and it was just kind of, you know, pay homage to him.
That's amazing.
I want to know, what is a pizza competition like? Like, what are they looking for? What are you bringing? I also just want to go because I want to be a judge and eat a lot of pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going to Vegas in March. And
yeah.
That's probably like 600 competitors. judges probably eat, you know, quite a few pizzas. I mean, there's like 100 people in category. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and you're competing some of the best pizza makers in the country. So, and some of these guys have won multiple times as well in different competitions. So it's not an easy task to even get, you know, on the podium as far as first, second, or third. So it's a feat in itself, but yeah, it's crazy. And it's, you know, we do it because it pushes us to a different level. Mm-hmm. We're always learning, you know, it's not just about winning. It's for us, it's about, you know, improving what we do and hopefully bringing something new to the table at Tivoli.
How do the competitions work? I mean, are they just supplying all of you with the ovens you need and the equipment?
Yeah, basically they have the ovens there. They'll have a mixer, some refrigeration, but you got to bring everything else. So you got to bring all your – they might have tools for cutting it, but you have to bring your dough, your toppings. You have to stretch the pizza there, make the pizza there, and you get one shot.
And are you serving up like a whole pizza?
Yeah. 12-inch or bigger usually. And then, you know, you'll serve up the judges, you know, 3 to 4 slices depending on how many judges there are. And then you can kind of take some for yourself or give it to the crowd. But, yeah, it's a fun experience. And it's – I don't think there's a – formula for winning. Yeah. If there was, I'd like to know that, but I think it's really just about, you know, kind of doing what you do and, you know, put something great out there, and hopefully the judges are really happy what you gave them, and they look at for consistency, how it looks, if it all blends well together.
And I'm sure, as you said, it's probably great for you in the industry just to go check out other pizza spots, right? Just to see what people are doing, maybe 100%. Different styles.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why we did Detroit last year. We saw that movement was kind of happening. More people were popping up and doing Detroits in the restaurants. So we're like, let's get on the bandwagon, kind of do our own kind of Detroit style. And that's been going really well for us, and we have a good one.
The Detroit style has really taken off in recent years. Yeah. I don't know, people discovered it somehow, and it seems like more and more restaurants are doing it. I love the Detroit style, kind of has that caramelized crust to it,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has more of the pan sheet pizza feel to it. How did the Detroit pizza craze start? We're so passionate about pizza, obviously, in Chicago and around Chicago, but we love all pizza here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, from what I know, Detroit style obviously started in Detroit. It was basically derived from a Sicilian pizza. When he got into Detroit, I don't remember his name, but he couldn't find the Sicilian pans, so he found motor pans, the oil pans.
Wow.
And when he did this, that obviously, because they have that slight angle on the sides, it able to the cheese to drip to the bottom to give that cheese crust. So,
wow.
So that's why we kind of take those. And it's a long process. I mean, it's an all-day process for us, about 10 hours to proof those, make them, then we par-bake them. And then that par-baking helps that cheese go down to the edge to give you that caramelized frico.
I was going to say, Detroit style always reminds me of my grandma's pizza growing up.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, did she use, like, the motor pans too? Because, like, it's, like, right there. I always talk about, when people ask me about my favorite pizzas, I also mention, it's like, well, it's also
the experience I have somewhere too. Mm. Like I feel like, yeah, you can try pizzas all over the place and you're going to get great tasting. But also, if you have a good experience, that pizza almost tastes better because of the experience. What is the experience like when you go into Tivoli?
Well, because, you know, my wife decorated Tivoli, you know, nice and with some black and white. We have some gold tones. It's very elegant. Not too fancy, but just gives you that upscale feel. So, and then obviously customer service is a big part of what we do. So the feeling is good. It's warm, it's comfort, you know, and it's just more elevated pizza experience.
Sounds like a date night spot.
100%.
Yeah. Especially on Valentine's Day which you would be celebrating.
Yeah, our 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. And we do have a Valentine's special, so you can check it out on our social media. It's a 5-course meal with a lot of special things on there.
What do you got on that menu?
We got pepperoni roses for appetizers.
Nice. I love that. That's amazing. So,
something different. And then we got some caprese salad that with heart-shaped fresh mozzarella, you know, heart-shaped pastas, heart-shaped pizza, and then a Nutella, a flourless Nutella cake.
Oh, wow.
Sounds great.
It's going to be good.
Well, Chef, thank you for coming in. Congratulations on all the success. Check out Tivoli Pizza Bar if you haven't, 44 West Palatine. Palatine's got so many good spots now, right? So, like yourself included, but the whole downtown Palatine area, it's pretty great.
We're trying to bring that up and revive it and make it a, you know, kind of like an Artonites downtown area.
Right. It's growing. Chef, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the
time. Thank you.
Go check out Tivoli Pizza Bar, 44 West Palatine Road. Valentine's Day specials. Congratulations coming up on their 3-year anniversary. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.